Nick Offerman of Offerman Wood Shop. Favorite sausage, bratwurst. Partner, comedy legend Megan Mullally. Sports team, Chicago Cubs. Most respected Illuminatus, Benjamin Franklin. Instrument, guitar, saxophone, nunchaku. Mode of travel, tesseract. Favorite tool, shovel. Favorite hobbit, Samwise Gamgee. Most efficacious spot, G. Savior, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Having turned the lens on myself and my middling statistics plenty enough already, I'll briefly inhabit a copse, a small thicket or wood, in this here biographical real estate to mention to you a little bit about why this book came to be. I am writing this on the evening of May 28, 2016, a date which finds my extremely well-proportioned wife Megan and me in London on vacation. Well, as soon as I finish this writing. This afternoon, we had the unlikely pleasure of high tea at the venerated and historically redoubtable Fortnum & Mason on Piccadilly, home of Fortnum's beef extract. Spread on toast, it is incredibly Moorish. Our host for a light meal of ridiculously savory lobster omelet was one of my absolute favorite writers, Bill Bryson, pals with whom I had the pleasure of becoming when I played a small role in Robert Redford's 2015 film adaptation of A Walk in the Woods, Mr. Bryson's most popular volume, a must-read. Bill and I were in a bit of a daze in the company of a woman as rarefied as my wife, in such a fancy joint, no less, and we three spoke enjoyably of work and pleasure, and how to balance labor with time in the garden, park, or woodshop. I mentioned to him that this was just the tidbit I needed for my bio section. So I will now share with you, in this somewhat educational audiobook, that no matter how much we love our time at work, those of us lucky enough to love what we do, we can still find it detrimental if we do it too much. For optimum health, leisure must be held in a regard commensurate with labor. Woodworking serves that function in my life. It inhabits a place where I can go and slow down and do things deliberately, which invariably gets my head turned straight back around from the cockamamie angles at which showbiz can leave it tilted. By focusing one of my day jobs, book writing, on my shop, I have then additionally tricked my calendar into even more shop/wood time. And so here we are.